Hi there, welcome. It's a Talk to Me Sis takeover. I'm sick of getting interviewed all the time and being the one interviewed, so now I'm going to be the one doing the interviewing.
Connor means business.
I'm here with my mom, Lisa, and today I'll be asking her the questions for a change.
I'm excited for this. This is fun. So, Connor, we're kind of in a different spot. Should we talk about where we are first and foremost?
We're here in sunny Los Angeles. We were here for Dancing with the Stars, and we had a great time doing that. And
we were traveling with Nikki and Tanner
and Mitch. Mitch.
Yep. And we have a funny story about this.
We did actually try to post this episode, but it didn't record our voices.
Last week.
Yeah.
We missed an episode last week. I'm sure you noticed. And these two yahoos right here.
Yeah.
We tried this last week because Nikki was traveling. And as a result, when you put Lisa in charge of technology, bad things happen.
Yeah.
And we recorded this whole episode with no sound.
Yeah.
But you're being a good sport.
Yeah.
So this is the Talk to Me Sis takeover part deux.
Part, like Hot Shots part deux. I love that movie. It's hilarious.
But I do want to say where we're actually filming. We are at the beautiful.
At the Garland Hotel. Oh, here, look at that. Got a little hat. Says keep the good times rolling.
Yep.
And here's, we're in the conference room. Here's the pens they use.
Yep.
If you look, they're right there.
Oh, see? Yeah. The Garland. This place, number one, it's such a great vibe in here. We absolutely love this hotel. They have been an extremely kind host.
Yes, they have been. And overall, I give this place a 5 out of 5 swords.
That's the highest rating he gives. And I just can't say enough about the cool vibe. It's like from the 70s. It was founded in 1972.
Yeah, just
the year I was born. So it's a good year.
The year my mom was born, just hang on a sec. Just 2 years before. Okay, 72 was 2 years before Shadow the Hedgehog was frozen and suffered the greatest tragedy of his life.
I knew you were going to bring up a song.
Yeah, I know.
Different podcast.
Yeah, I know. Different podcast. Yeah, but it's true.
Anyway, so we just want to give a huge shout out to the Garland. Nikki, Tanner, and Midge had to fly back east today, so they're in an Uber on their way to the airport.
I think they're going to Nashville.
I don't know. North Carolina. Who knows North where they're going to be next. But we're here. You're stuck with us. We are trying to do this again.
Yep.
So, Connor, I'm in your hands, man. You're the interviewer. What you got for me? I'm ready when you are.
Okay.
I think you had no phone. He is going to be looking at his phone, but it is because that's where the questions are that he has, not because he's texting or being rude.
What were you like the day you were born?
What was I like the day I was born?
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Nobody remembers anything from when they're first born.
I would assume I was screaming.
Yeah, I imagine that.
You want to look at that question closer?
What was I like the day I was born?
What were you like? You were just a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to know, like, what the day was like?
Yeah, but I was probably, my brain was literally about the size of a peanut probably when I was born. It has literally changed shape since then.
Of course. Anyway, I would just say the day you were born, we were in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Yeah.
And you were born at Memorial West Hospital. And I remember my hospital room that I had you in was overlooking the mall. The Pembroke Pines Mall. And I remember I could see the department store Burdines from the room that you were born in.
Yeah.
And I remember your dad had on a Bryant College sweatshirt that I think your sister still has. And that is the sweatshirt I was looking at when I was literally having you.
Yeah.
So if you want to know kind of what the day was like, but what you were like was little and screaming. And I remember the first time I heard you cry, you know what I thought?
What?
I freaked out the first minute I heard you cry. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a crying baby and it's mine. And I'm in charge of that cry. And I was like, because normally when I heard babies cry, it was somebody else's problem. But I was like, uh-oh, this is real. And one last funny story.
Yeah.
The day before I had you, when I went into labor, the doctor told me that I was in labor and he told me to go home and walk, that you were coming. And I sat up and I looked at the doctor and I said, I don't know that I'm ready to be a mom.
Well, I guess it was pretty much too late by that point.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, too late for that, honey. Go home. We'll see you later. Yeah. So that was that.
Yeah. And let's see.
What else you got for me?
What were you like in your 20s?
Gosh, in my 20s. Okay, so in my 20s, my parents had just kind of gotten divorced. So I was kind of a mess, like from that, you know, just dealing with all of that. And I think I liked to go out with my friends and I liked to go to bars, but I met your dad when I was like 23.
And ironically, they met at a wedding.
What kind of interviewer yawns? I'm joking.
Come on, give me some grace here.
I am. No, I wasn't that crazy. I wasn't that much of a party girl. I just like to go out with my friends. And then, like I said, I met your dad when I was like 23 years old. So then I kind of got engaged and married. So it's kind of saying I kind of got on the wife train really young. Like now that Anna and Ben are 24, I'm like, I can't believe I was already married by their age. That's young.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, I'm, yeah.
I do have hopes Anna or Ben will tie the knot someday. And Jack definitely, yes. I mean, I'm hoping to one day.
You're not ready for marriage yet.
Yeah, of course not. I'm not ready for that yet. I mean, I don't even have my own bachelor pad yet.
Yeah, we got to work on that. Yeah. Like I said, I got married young, so I was kind of doing the wife thing, and then we moved to Texas. So I wasn't like a crazy lady back in the day.
Yep.
But I mean, I like to think I was a good person.
Yeah, you were. You really are. You still are, Mom.
Excellent. Can I take your pen, interview man? What else?
Let's see.
Keep this party
flowing. Was there ever something you wanted so badly, but then you finally got it and it wasn't all you thought it would be?
Yes. This is a great question. I remember being young and wanting to be an adult, wanting to be grown up so bad. I wanted my own apartment. I wanted my job. I didn't want to go to school anymore. I just wanted to get out of the house so fast and just grow up and be an adult. And when I actually became an adult and I had to pay my own bills and I thought I had all this freedom, it was not what it was cracked up to be at all.
Yeah.
So I would say if you're a younger listener, which I don't know, but I just wishing be present in the moment that you're in. I guess that would be my takeaway.
Yeah.
Me rushing to grow up, I felt like I never really had a childhood. And I just didn't enjoy the carefree life of being taken care of by my parents.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it. I was trying to get out from under their rules so fast that once I got what I wished for, it was not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. We all think we know what we want, but then we get it. Like for example, take Conrad and the King's Man. All he wanted was to serve his country. He thought the only way he could do that was by following in his father's footsteps and joining the military. But then, when he was fighting in the First World War on no man's land, and saw the true horrors of war up close, he realized he probably made a big mistake.
He did. I want to ask you the same question. Is there something that you thought you wanted so bad, and when you got it, it didn't meet your expectation? What do you have? Do you have an example like that? I know this is a takeover, but back at you.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Is there something? Well, when I first reached adulthood, after I graduated high school, I thought to myself, Connor, the best days of your life have just begun. But then I learned real quick, the only way you can ever get what you want is by making sure you have good finances and steady income. And the only way, I had to learn the hard way that the only way you get what you want out of life is through hard work.
So wait, I don't know what we're, so how does that meet the question? So what are you trying to say?
Well, when I first started working at Lowe's, I thought it would be easy. I'm just unloading boxes and taking them where they're supposed to go. No big D. Yeah, but those boxes get pretty heavy pretty fast. The working conditions are deplorable and your co-workers are rude and impatient, with a few exceptions.
That was probably, a rougher experience for you.
Plus, given how often I had to Uber home, I felt like I was losing. It was good pay, but given how often I had to Uber home, I felt like I was losing money more than I was making it.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. That's why we try to drive you now. We actually found a really good service to get you home now at a much more budget-friendly cost.
Yeah. My hope is that our newest driver service will one day spread from the urban to the suburbs.
So our county has actually something really cool in it where Connor, we register and we call the number. You have a rider number.
Yeah.
And we can schedule your rides by the week. And I think they dispatch Uber and Lyft for you for a fraction of the cost. And it's for people who with special needs, disabilities, things like that. It's a great service. So we are very lucky in our county to have something like that for you to use. But cool. Okay. What, tell me another question. What else you got for me, bro?
What's the best advice your parents ever gave you?
The best advice my parents ever gave me. Oh my gosh. Okay. My dad was always full of little gems and little one-liners. And I have to say, there's a couple things. I think he said to all of us kids when we were younger, and it felt very loving. He said, I don't care what you are when you grow up or what you do, but just promise me you're going to be happy doing it. And so I think one of the things he was trying to have us focus on is, yes, obviously we all need to be able to pay our bills and have a good life, but choose something that you're going to be passionate about and that's going to make you happy so that you have a good, satisfied life.
Yeah.
So I would have to say that. I would have to say that would be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And then what about you? What's the best advice your parents ever gave you and who gave it to you?
Well, you taught me to be polite to women and be considerate around children. And obviously I respect women and kids really bring out the best in me. I actually have some young cousins upstate who...
Up north.
Up north on the Eastern Sea, on the East Coast, back home. Well, up north on the East Coast, and they practically worship the ground. Not to toot my horn, but I think they practically worship the ground I walk on.
I think they love you very much. And
they do.
Proud of you, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So good. So really, so your best advice we gave you is be kind and respectful, and you are. You're all those things. It's pretty amazing, actually, how you are. And that was interesting. I want to bring up Love on the Spectrum for a second in the show.
Yeah.
For me as a parent, and we've said this before, and I don't know if all of you know this, but we don't get to see the show before it airs. We don't.
No, we don't.
We film it and we're a part of that process. We know what they film, but we don't know what the final show is going to look like. And one thing, when I watched the show, because obviously I don't go on the dates with you, and I watched you with Emily in season two, and then Georgie, and even Kate, you know, in season three.
Yes, I was
a gentleman.
Yes, even though she doesn't like Pomeranians, that was kind of a deal breaker for me because I have a Pomeranian.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that was just funny that she said that about that breed. But I was so impressed with how respectful, what a gentleman you were, pulling out chairs, your manners, but also this, you never touched a girl. You didn't touch Georgie. You didn't touch anybody without asking them first. And that blew me away, man. Yeah. You were so respectful of,
yes,
of women. And I was really proud of that as your mom.
Yes. I often say a woman is not an object.
They're not.
No.
So I was proud. It was even when you were, I think you were playing croquet with Georgie.
Yeah.
And you were like, can I put my arms around, like you asked her. And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, tough stuff. This is your podcast. What else?
So
I'm sitting here.
Let's see. What was something I used to do as a kid that still makes you laugh?
Oh God, I loved it. I loved this. You always scripted movies and books. That was sort of like part of what showed, like triggered, got on my radar that you might have autism or might be on the spectrum in some way. But it was really sweet too. So you always liked to, like, if you liked Bob the Builder or a show, you would hours later be able to do the exact episode you just saw with voices and exact text and everything. But then you would also want to act them out. And at Christmas, you did this. It still makes me laugh. You would, we would have to do Frosty. Do you remember the animated Frosty?
Yeah. I used to dress up in a hat, carry a broomstick.
But you made us parade around the kitchen and I had to be Karen.
Oh yeah. The little girl.
Yeah. Yes. And you, there's pictures. I think you, do you have a cape, a blanket on, like a cape? Did Frosty have a cape?
No, he didn't.
I feel like, okay, you definitely had a top hat.
No, he didn't have a cape. Trust me, the one thing he had a top hat, a pipe, a broomstick, but no cape. No.
Okay, so I'm getting that memory part is cloudy. You would wear the top hat, and you had a little toy broom, and we had a kitchen island, and what would he sing? What was the song?
Oh, yeah, the Frosty, the snowman. And song, yeah, I won't, I don't, it's a bit out of season and right now.
It was cute. He used to sing the song and march. He'd be like, Mom, you're Karen. You need to march. You would like order me around. You're like,
oh my God, did I say
yes.
That?
Yes. I had to like stop what I was doing and I had to be Karen.
Oh man.
And I had to like, so we would march around the kitchen island together.
Yeah. And I think Anna was Hocus Pocus the rabbit.
And yeah.
Yeah.
We were so, like, we would literally have a Christmas parade. It was like,
yeah, it was
the
it was,
twins because oh, Jack was not born.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember I also remember we used to make Christmas cookies.
Yep. Yeah.
I love that.
We can make Christmas cookies.
Ooh. Do we still have those little shape molds?
Of course. I have them over the fridge. They're in a cabinet over the fridge.
Oh, yeah. I could probably get a roll of gingerbread, or maybe we could try making it from scratch.
We could totally do that this year. But isn't that a cute memory?
It's good.
To this day, it makes me laugh. And we would literally, Connor would organize a Christmas parade. And that's right. Anna and Ben would join in too. And we would literally, you would lead us all around the first floor singing your song. But of course, you had to be Frosty. You were always the main character.
Oh, yeah.
Main character energy.
Yes. Yeah. We all do crazy things when we're young.
That was cute. Yeah, so that's one of my favorite Connor memories.
Okay.
Wait. I think there could be another one. Wait, you always said funny things. I'm trying to think. What else did you say? Can I tell a few more?
Oh,
can I tell a few more?
There was that. Well, there was the time. Me, Anna, Ben, and Jack used to be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I was Leo, Ben was Rat, but Anna insisted on being both Donnie and Mikey. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, yes,
so
she's...
who was Ben?
Raph. That, I think you're the real question. So who was Jack, you mean?
Oh, who was Jack? He didn't get a turtle?
No.
Oh, he should have been Splinter.
Ah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, Anna's smart like Donnie, but funny like Mikey.
She is good.
And I think Raph's the strong one and Leo's the leader. And I do like the katana.
You do like swords. Can I tell you two more memories? Okay. Some of these.
I always liked swords since I was a kid. I always liked to play. Whenever I found a toy sword, I always pretended I was a knight.
You did. Ever since you were little. So it's a legit thing.
Now that I'm all grown up, well, the swords got real.
They did. But they're for display.
Yes. And some of them are functional, yes, but they would be used for demonstrative purposes. Like for example, like the katana. It's not just sharp. It's meant to be a weapon of precision. Like when you're cutting bamboo, ooh, like if you hit it at the wrong angle, the sword could bend or even break. That's why you gotta get one made of strong metal. And it's probably best to... Oh, but I wouldn't recommend practicing in your bedroom. No. But you, for all those of you who are new sword collectors, best place to practice would be in a wide open space, lots of wide open area, no one else around.
Or animals. Right. Now, can I tell my two more memories of you?
Sure. Okay.
This one was, you were so sweet and innocent. This one still makes me laugh. We were at a doctor's office and an old woman came in and sat down on the couch and started looking at magazines. And do you know what you said to her?
What?
You said, "Wow, you're really old. Do you think you'll be dead soon?"
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I was literally like,
what could I say? I'm embarrassed. I was young and stupid.
You were young. You didn't know.
I was young and stupid back then.
And then another one was you were in IKEA. This is your dad telling me this. Or this was you were with your dad in IKEA in an elevator and a really big overweight man.
Oh, God. This was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
And your dad inappropriately was letting you watch Austin Powers.
Okay.
And what did you say to them?
Okay. In my defense, I didn't know what it meant. I said he looked like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers. And my God, did Dad let me have it?
I mean...
And if that wasn't the worst part, he stupidly used my Swiss Army knife to... I might have used my Swiss Army knife to cut a hole in his couch. In my defense, I didn't know... Oh, it was wrong, and I didn't know how expensive it would be. And in retrospect, I guess just giving a pocket knife to a kid probably wasn't the best idea.
But we digress. But those are my funny stories about you. You were just always like coming up with things. But the cutest memory is we had to do the Christmas parade from Frosty. But then there were just so many funny things you did.
Nowadays, the Christmas movies I like to watch are The Grinch with Jim Carrey. Oh, which, by the way, is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Now that we are heading into Christmas season, my must-watch Christmas movies, I have two. Okay, come on. I just lost it.
National Lampoon?
No. The one with Heathrow Airport, Hugh Grant.
Love Actually. Yeah.
Have to watch
Love Actually. My dad and my sister watch that, put on that movie every year.
Have to watch that. And then the other one, it's really old. It's A Wonderful Life. I'm sorry. Black and white.
Yeah.
It's A Wonderful Life. You can't replace that. It's just so good.
Yeah.
It doesn't get old.
I actually read this YouTube comment. One Christmas, this guy had this friend who was considering killing himself like George was in A Wonderful Life. But after showing him It's A Wonderful Life, he abandoned the idea altogether. So that movie saved a life.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a great story. It's a cool movie.
Yeah. But I guess basically George is a banker who considers killing himself, but and I ask himself what life would have been like if he hadn't been born.
He's destitute and he worries about his family.
So God sent down one of his angels, Clarence, who's actually a clockmaker up in heaven, to show George a what-if scenario.
So I think we could just recommend for people to watch the movie and see. So, So yours is The Grinch, and what's, do you have another one, like a must-see?
Oh, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a classic too. It's fun.
Jack loves the Polar Express. Oh, and I like Disney's A Christmas Carol. It might be the most accurate depiction of Charles Dickens' novel, animated.
Awesome. All right, cool.
Jim Carrey's also in that one as Scrooge. What is Christmas? And to quote the book, what is Christmas but a time for paying bills, a time for finding yourself in debt, a time for finding yourself a year older and not a penny richer.
That's a good Scrooge impression, dude. That's awesome. All right, what else you got in your little Rolodex of questions?
Granddad would be pleased by that.
That's very good.
Let's see. Who was your best friend back in the 80s?
Oh, okay. In high school, I was best friends with a girl named Sherry Corpusero. And sadly, Sherry passed away a couple of years. She was like 10 months younger than me. And she had cancer and we really had a lot of health issues. And I found out she passed away. We were kind of reconnecting on Facebook. So sad. I didn't maintain a friendship with her as adults so much other than just being Facebook friends, but we were the best of friends in high school. It was the 80s. We had big spiral perms. Our hair was like up to here.
Yeah.
We both drove sports cars.
Yeah, that's what I like about the 80s. About the women of the 80s. They look... The big hair really gets me.
You liked it? Dude, have you seen pictures of me? My hair was massive. Yeah,
I saw the picture of you, Auntie Jackie, and Uncle Mark.
My hair was huge. I had a little sports car. We loved Bon Jovi, Motley Crue. We were inseparable.
Some of the best rock bands were from the 80s.
Growing up, middle school and high school in the 80s and early 90s, I personally think was like the best.
Yeah.
I wish you would have loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have.
What fashion would you have worn?
Probably the same as Michael J. Fox.
In Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah, but not in the 80s, not the 50s.
He has got a new book out. Would you be interested? It's called Future Boy.
Yeah, I think it's
would you want to read that?
Yeah. I think it would make a good addition to my library.
So Sherry Corpusero, and I think she ended up getting married, and her name was Sherry Minor. But I didn't know her as an adult, but she was my best friend. In fact, we were like voted for after high school, like because our hair was so big. I think our high school superlatives were like each most likely to jointly own Vidal Sassoon or something like that. I don't know. Like it's a hair product. I don't know. Something from the 80s. Yeah. But that was my best friend.
Yeah.
We were pretty inseparable. It's just sad. So sad to imagine that she's not here anymore.
I had a friend like that once. He didn't die, if he ever asked me,
let's not name names.
You're right. He'll remain nameless.
Going. I don't.
No, yeah, I'm going. He didn't die. He just, let's just say he
hit some rough times.
Yeah, he did. My prayers go with him.
Yep. We'll just let it be there, and we don't need to name names, but
yes.
Yeah. Great, great kid though.
Yeah.
Great
yeah,
kid.
Was.
He is.
He is, is.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So,
this is fun. Do you think this is fun?
Oh,
I like that we're getting this.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Okay. I feel like it changes all the time. Who's my celebrity crush? Okay. Connor, who do I go on about? Like, okay. I have, like, there's a few popping through my mind. They all have like really hot wives. So nobody would even talk to me, but let's see. Chris Hemsworth. Isn't that Thor?
Yeah.
Isn't that Thor?
Yeah, he's Thor. Yeah. And the voice of Optimus Prime.
Him. Who did I say if they like knocked on the door, I would go? That's right.
I don't know.
Who's your celebrity crush? Will you tell us? I think I know. I won't say anything. I want to see if I'm right.
Jenna Ortega. I'm sorry. I just can't help it. She just really gets me that way. She's very attractive and very talented. Yes.
Yeah. What's weird for me isn't Chris Hemsworth like kind of more light haired, because I usually only like brunettes.
Yeah, I think so. And he surfs, you know. He actually surfs in this documentary about sharks.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, he lives. Is he from what? He lives in
Australia. He's Australian. He's from Australia.
Yeah, those accents get me too. You know, it's what got me with your dad. Those darn accents. And then Tony has a southern accent. So
An accent.
Let's just say an accent takes me out.
Yeah, a girl with an accent. If she was like English, Scottish, or Irish, that would probably catch my attention.
And that sweeps you out too. Wow, yeah. We're so alike. We like dark hair and accents.
Yep.
So, all right. That was a fun question.
Yeah.
But Chris Hemsworth is like so happily married and his wife is hot.
Yeah.
So he would like.
And his daughter, India, is adorable. She was featured in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Oh, that's
if you
cute.
Remember that ending scene with Thor and Love, who was Gore the God Butcher's daughter. Thor ended up raising her after Gore died. I'm sure that scene was just like an average father-daughter moment between Chris and his daughter.
What else we got?
So
fun. We're on vacation, shooting a podcast.
What do you hope I remember the most about how you raised me?
Oh, wow, we were just talking about kind of like this, weren't we?
Yeah.
I hope when you think in the future about how you were raised, I pray that you remember I worked really hard. I wanted you to feel so loved. And so accepted. But I also want you to look back and think I challenged you and made you work hard.
Yeah.
I hope you remember those things. I hope your overarching memory is that I loved you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
You know, funny you should say that because in the Terminator, John Connor and Kyle Reese relay a message to Sarah Connor from him saying, thank you for all the sacrifices you made for me. Thank you for raising me to become the man I am now. And all I ask is that you be strong.
Hey, so what
crazy.
What will you remember?
I'll remember how. Oh, you told me I had to keep doing my chores, how I had to work hard just so I remember how. Oh, you always told me I had to learn from my mistakes. And I also remember that white car in that house in Massachusetts when I used to wear my hat backwards.
You remember that?
I do.
It was a Ford Explorer. Yeah. And it was me and you before the twins were born.
Yeah.
And I remember when you used to wear your hat like this.
That were born, they used to tear some of my Disney books.
They were babies, baby.
Yeah, well.
But do you remember what we used to listen to in the car? In the white Ford Explorer with your hat backwards? The music?
The Backstreet Boys.
What was our song?
I don't remember.
Larger Than Life.
Larger Than Life, yeah.
Larger Than Life we would play. And you were like this little baby and you had the giggle down. So when they would laugh at the beginning of the song, they laughed, they go, ha, 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 ha. And you used to do that from the back seat.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Yep.
So wait, will you remember that I loved you when I raised always, you with love?
Always.
Okay. Because you're like, I made you do your chores. I sound like a taskmaster.
I mean.
You know, I raised you alone for a lot of the time, so it was hard.
It was.
There was more of you than me.
I guess there was.
But look at us.
Yep, here we are now.
How are we now? Are we good?
Yep. Say, is that the time?
Well, let's see. Let's do two more questions.
Okay.
And then we'll thump this on the head.
Okay. What's your biggest mom fail?
Oh, gosh. My biggest mom fail. I don't think we have time on here. Let's see. Okay, let me think. I'll think of one. My biggest mom fail. Okay. Gosh. Golly. Like as a mom in general, or like where it pertains to you, like with you or with any of you?
Any.
I am thinking that, oh, this is a hard question that I don't want to answer, but I will. Gosh, Connor, you're really sticking this one to me. Okay, I think my biggest mom fail could be at times. It treated you kids like I did try to be a disciplinarian, but there were times where I feel like I was almost too relaxed or chilled with you guys, and it made it feel, especially with Jack, maybe made it feel a little bit more friendship like at times. And I am your mom and you kids are good kids, but yeah. I feel like I kind of blurred that line a little bit too much. And there's times where sometimes I feel like you guys, like, see me as in when you were younger and in maybe not so much of a mom role. But I don't know, maybe that. And that maybe with Jack, I wasn't a little more strict on stuff. Would you think I let Jack get away with more?
Yeah.
And I feel like, because I feel like there is a healthy level of, like, respect or discipline with you older three than there is with Jack a little bit. So maybe I was just tired or worn out by the time Jack was really coming up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that was my mom fail. I don't know. There's a few.
Yeah.
That's a tough question, bro.
Yeah. Ugh,
I don't like that one. Nobody wants to think of themselves like that.
Okay.
But what do you think my mom fail is? Do I have one? No, go.
I think...
My biggest mom fail. Is there a moment?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's
being
moral.
On the camera.
I don't know. Maybe it's being very often forgetful.
I do have it. Like, I think part of that is because I'm so ADHD. Like, I forget.
That's why I recommended it. mushroom coffee, not just for grandma, but I heard about this mushroom coffee made from a kind of mushroom that can repair, not only rejuvenates, but repairs brain tissue.
Okay, so I need some mushroom coffee, and I'm forgetful. You're right. I do drop balls.
And I'm curious. I mean, can mushroom coffee really make a difference than regular coffee? I mean,
I heard it tastes pretty gnarly.
Yeah, I'm sure Jim Carrey would agree. He tried. Remember in Sonic 2 how he tried to make fungi into a fashionable drink of choice? With limited success.
Okay. Always. Circling back somehow to a Sonic. I know. No, I love it. I love it. That's why I love you. Yeah. I love you. I love how you bring movies and you weave them into your life.
You'd be surprised how often things like that coincide.
So, okay. Mom fail that I'm forgetful. I get it. Yeah. Okay. Take that one on the chin. Okay. What else?
I think...
this is the last question, so make it a good one.
What song reminds you of me?
Okay. I think it was the song from Tarzan.
Ah, yes.
The animated movie that Phil Collins sings.
Yeah. What song? You'll be in my heart.
That song. Whenever I hear that song. Now... That was a song that I liked when you were born. But the song that reminds me of you now, because it comes from you, is the Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah.
I hear that song, I completely think of you.
Yeah.
You want a little ditty of it? You want to give it to us?
Well, in the merry month of May, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam nearly broken-hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, my grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, caught a stout blackthorn to banish ghosts and goblins, brand new pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs, frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack for lullida.
That.
It's a bit of a big song because you kind of have to fill yourself with air before you sing it.
You kind of have an Irish accent when you do it.
Yeah. I used to listen to Irish music, but the singers did it with Irish accents.
Oh, you listen to the legit folk songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, Connor, how did it feel today being a host of a podcast?
Felt pretty good.
How do you think you did?
I think I did great.
We'll see what people think. Yep. Hopefully this was fun for you guys, for the tables to be turned.
Yep.
You felt good to be the one asking questions for once.
Yeah.
And then just a quick recap for us. Like, we've had an amazing time here in Los Angeles. Beautiful Garland Hotel, The Garland.
It's very lovely.
And the restaurant, y'all.
Yeah, the food is good.
The front yard. You've got to get the food is good. Minute.
The beds are comfortable. And the atmosphere is to die for.
But if you eat dinner here, you got to get the 12-minute cheese biscuits. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes, you do. You got to get those. They'll make you say, dove si stata per tutta la mia vita.
Yes.
I might be going into Italy next year. It'll give me some time to practice my Italian.
Oh, yeah. You might be. Well, we have to work that one out.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And then we did Dancing with the Stars last night. We want to thank them for letting us be in the audience. That was so fun. They were asking him, would you ever... What if they literally said, Connor, we want you to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Hello. I don't know. I don't really dance. I'm more of a singer than a dancer.
Yep. But I do think they like that challenge of someone who doesn't dance. Like, I don't think Andy Richter danced. And I mean, he's still in the competition. So Dancing with the Stars was fun. They put us right up front. We got to meet Flava Flav. I did. And that was kind of cool. He was the guest judge. But everybody was so nice.
They were, yeah, very nice.
Is it Derek Huff?
I think so, yeah.
And you...
Oh, and I met Robert Irwin, son of the legendary crocodile hunter Steve Irwin.
You were very kind. You said a lot of nice things about his dad to him.
Yeah, in her kind of a... Is your dad and you? Robert...
I don't think Tanner appreciated that his dad had passed away. I don't think Tanner was being very innocent. I don't think...
Yes, I told him that.
Yeah, I don't think Tanner appreciated it.
I also congratulated for his sister Bindi becoming a mom.
Yeah, and he's an uncle. Yeah, so cool.
Hope one day Annabeth or Jack have kids one day, and I could enjoy the experience of being an uncle.
You'll be a funcle. Fun uncle.
Yep.
Fun uncle. So Dancing with the Stars, and today we're off doing some cool things in LA. We won't really say what they are yet, but yeah, we'll let you know when we can.
Yeah.
And what else? That's it. Oh, please tell people, because it is the day that we're filming this. You won't watch it. You'll watch it tomorrow. But I love when you do the rhyme. So today's date, and tell people what it is, because it's just kind of cool. And then we'll let you guys go.
The rhyme?
Yeah. What is today? And to explain to people.
Ah.
So today. So it's kind of cool, everybody.
To all you viewers in England, I'm sure you'll know this. Remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
And what is it, tell them, for Americans who have no clue what you just did?
That's a nursery rhyme telling of Guy Fawkes, who, along with a bunch of rebels, tried to blow up the House of Parliament using a bunch of powder kegs. They were caught, yes, and Guy Fawkes was given the chop.
He was beheaded, or was he hung?
He was beheaded. Yes.
That's awful.
Yes. But every night, but every November 5th, on Guy Fawkes Day, also known as Bonfire Night, people gather in London by the House of Parliament wearing Guy Fawkes masks, and they launch fireworks into the sky.
Who knew?
Yeah.
This guy always knows.
Yep.
So cool. Well, Connor, thank you so much for, if you only knew, we did this last week. So you are super champ, because I know you were a little frustrated with me.
Yeah.
That I went to all of this bother last week. We had a cool episode. This one was different, though. This one had a different energy, so I'm excited about it. I hope you guys liked it. We are just trying to mix things up. Next week, Nikki will be back with me. We should be back in our respective homes and filming. So hopefully you tune in. We have a really cool guest next week. Sensitive topic next week. One that we'll put a warning on, but I think it's one that needs to be talked about. So it's kind of more special individuals with disabilities, special needs, specifically autistic individuals, and talking about sex and stuff like that around them, or body parts.
Discussing the birds and the bees.
Similar, but we have a professional who's sort of really diving into that section.
Well, they got to know sometime.
And I just think it's important. I think it's an uncomfortable conversation nobody likes to talk about with their kids. So we want to...
Yeah, I know.
We want to invite that our guest on. You'll see all that next week. So stay tuned. We'll have a regular episode with Nikki and a guest. Hope you enjoyed our... Talk to Me, Sis.
Is podcast steal.
Takeover.
Takeover. Yeah. Sorry.
Talk to Me, Sis, takeover. Part two. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you, mean it. And what do you like to say?
Stay a classy, planet Earth.
But Talk to Me, Sis is love you, mean it. We'll see you next week. Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye. Lastly, everybody, if you liked hanging out with us today, do us a favor, hit the follow button, leave a rating, or drop a quick review.
It helps more than you know. And if you really loved it, send it to a friend who needs to hear this. And if you're interested in sponsoring a future episode, please send us an email at talktomesismail@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and love you, Mina.